Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Tes Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing Simen Shin Pei Aleph today. We continue at the very top line of the Mechaber. We're in the middle of Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet yesterday began talking about being Mavatal, a Rishus of one house to another house. There's no yard or rune involved over here, just being Mavatal from one house to another. So the Mechaber continues in this discussion in the middle of the top line, and he says, V'chein, im yesh lo cheder pasuach lebeiso. If a person has a room attached to his house, ubitel Rishus beiso, and he was Mavatal, the Rishus of his house, to his next door neighbor's house. Again, there's no courtyard over here that's involved. It's just being Mavato one house to another, which we said yesterday under certain circumstances is able to be done. So in this situation, if he has a cheder that is attached to his house and he's only Mavato the Rishus of his house, then he would not be allowed to then go and carry from the cheder into his house and vice versa. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof Beis, the Huadin mi bayis lechedru. As I just mentioned, the same thing applies vice versa. He can't carry something from the cheder to his house because they're now two separate rishuyos because he was mevatel his house. So he can't carry from this cheder that belongs to him to the house, which no longer belongs to him, and vice versa, from his house into this cheder over here. And the Chofetz Chaim in Shar Etzion, Os Tes Zayin, brings down, this is the opinion of the Mordechai in the Ozerua, as opposed to the opinion of the Elia Rabbah that is Mistapik Bazeh, and likewise the Atzei Almugim. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, the reason why you can't do this is Mipnei Shu Kimotzi Mirishus L'Rishus, because you're essentially going from one individual Rishus HaYochid to a different person's Rishus HaYochid, which Midirabbanan is not allowed. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'ayin bi'achronim, he brings down from the Prisha and the Chemed Moshe, not like the Beis Yosef, as we can see in the Shar Etzion Osh Yud Zayin, da'afilu im bitel gam rishus chedro, behedja, even if he were to be mevatel not only his house, but also his cheder over here, also lahotzi me'echo d'chaveru, still would not be allowed to go and move from one of them into the other one, because de'bazeh hu chozeru machzik birishuso, because by doing so, he in effect is nullifying his bitel over here, as we've already explained, v'chanal li'inyam mi'bayis chaveru leveso, we explained this in the end of yesterday's shiur, that's not allowed. Tirusha footnote number 16 brings down the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Shemi sheyesh lo shnei chadarim u'mevatel shnei. If he has two chadarim over here and he's mevatel both of them, then mutel levatel lahotzi mizeh lezeh af kodem sheyachzik chaveru. Then he is allowed to go and carry from one to the other, even before his friend made a chazok in it. And we spoke yesterday, once the friend makes the chazaka, then you can't retract your nullification. Ein hashimush mecheder lecheder, and this usage going from one room to another room is not mavato the bittul that he did, the nullification that he did. Why not? So the Chazon Ish explains, kiven she'eno mishtamish b'to elis habittul. You're not doing anything that nullifies the bittul over here. Sha'afilu in mis batel habittul, because even if this bittul were to be nullified, you're still allowed to carry from one cheder to another cheder because they're both the same rishus. They don't belong to you, they belong to the other person. Nimzer she'en lemaisa zeh shaychus lebittul. Therefore, he's not doing anything to demonstrate a retraction of his nullification. So therefore, it doesn't look like he is retracting. The issue footnote number 17 points out, you would not be allowed to go and carry from the chotzer into the cheder or from the cheder into the chotzer as well. Now, he does point out in the next paragraph in this Dirshu footnote, this is only according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch over here, whose opinion is that when a yochid is mevatu a yochid, eino ose oreach etzo yochid, you can't be considered an oreach. However, we learned previously, and we'll see over here in the Bir Halacha of Oz Mutter, that this is not true according to many other poskim. We'll wait to a moment till we get to the Bir Halacha of Oz Mutter, which shows that the Ramah, according to many, argues over here with this Mechaber. And now we read the Ramah. And the Ramah says, Hagah v'yesh omrim de'en levatel mibayis levayis el emkein yashir liyatsu cheder echod shlo bitel. In fact, you should leave a cheder behind, and when you mevatel your house, you should demonstrate specifically that you are leaving one cheder behind, and oz mutul lahaknes afilu mibayis chaveru lebeitzo, and then you can go and carry from your house into your friend's house and vice versa over here. And the Ramah concludes that one should indeed do this, v'tov lahachmir lechatchila, to do this. He brings it down in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Hagos Maimonios in Hilchos Erevin. What exactly does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof Gimel, Lefi sheyesh locho shelo tishtakach toras erev mibotim elu psuchim zelazeh. The rabbis were very concerned that if we just allowed nullification over here entirely, then we're going to forget the din of Erev, and we're going to just carry from one house to another house and not realize that you can only do this with an Erev Chatzeres or with the Bittul. Because if we always do Bittul, Shekulim Yevatlu Balei and Liechot, if everybody just says, yeah, we're all Mevatl to one person, so then, Gam Heim Yu Mutarm Lotzi Kolecha Mibes Lebes Chavera, and everybody will be allowed to carry back and forth from their house to their friend's house and vice versa. Ho Veinu Nira Kechozer Umachzik Birishuso Botzozu, as we pointed out, this isn't a Chazara over here because it's all now in one Rishus and you're allowed to carry within one Rishus. Therefore, people may forget and think that you're allowed to do this even without an Erev Chatzeres or without a Bittul. As opposed to Masha Ein Ken Kishumashu Cheder Echot, but when we make you leave one Cheder behind, Sha'asa Lahosi Minu Labais. Now, that's your Cheder and you can't go and bring it to your, quote, friend's Cheder now. So then, Im Hoya Erev Hoya Mutter, only with an Erev Chatzeres or the Mutter, people won't forget the din of Erev Chatzeres. Nimtzo Mistaker Huba Erev, he's gaining something over here by the Erev. Vishuv Ein Locho Shivatlo Akov Tishtachatoros Erev, and therefore people won't forget this din over here and forget the whole concept of Erev Chatzeros between houses. Sivkot and Chav Dalet, in this situation, you'd be allowed to carry. Now, Ayin the Morgan of Rom, Shetomah's there. The Morgan of Rom questions over here the Mechaber. And he says, he says, wait a second. You're dealing over here with a Yochid versus a Yochid. If we're talking about a Yochid against Rabim, so then, they made an Erev Chatzeres, so there's no concern over here about forgetting it. So obviously, we must be talking about whether Yochid is being Mevatel to another Yochid. As I said, so how then are you allowed to go carry? We just said, given the yochid gabi yochid lo mikre oreach, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to go and be mavato a yochid to a yochid and be considered like a guest. And while the person that you're mavato to can carry, you can't. The heavy kilu choser umachzik mevesu. If you were to do this, it's as if you retracted your nullification. And even if your friend first made a chazaka, it won't help because you've retracted here. So he brings down Va'ayin and the Chemed Moshe Sheteritz. He brings down from the Chemed Moshe many Teirutzim. Amongst them is which the Din Zed the Ramo Amay Rabbi Yochid the Gabi Rabim. So the simple Teretz that he brings down is that this is Yochid versus Rabim over here, and that's why it in fact is allowed to be done. Elosh Osun Rabim Ha Yudom Mevayis Echad. But what's unique about this was that they were living in one house. V'lo Yitzrich and Erev. They didn't need an Erev Chatzeres because they all were living in one house. But it is still considered Rabim. V'zeh Gam Kein Mikre Rabim. V'zeh Yochid Mikre Orech LeGabayu. And in that situation, the Yochid can be an Orech against Rabim. And therefore, V'chei Mutu Lo Lahachnis Mibesim Leveso V'afilu Kom Shechziku. And therefore, in this situation, you are allowed to go and do this. However, if it was a real yochid versus a yochid, according to the Shulchan Aruch Shita, you would not be allowed to. Now, this teretz implies that the Ramah agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Ein the Bir Halacha, Mashikostavnu B'Shem Agra. In the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim brings down that not everybody says like the Mogen Avraham. And in fact, many say that the Ramah is in fact arguing on the Mogen Avraham, and they hold that a Yochid, Neged Yochid, is considered a guest over here, and therefore this whole din changes around. And he brings down the name of the Evan Ozer and the Prisha, the Yochid, Neged Yochid, Mikre Oreach, and Prisha brings this from Tosfos, and he says, therefore, Osi Divrei Ramah Kipshuto. You can learn the Ramah simply, straight over here, that he's arguing on the Mechaber, who says that you're not allowed to in this situation. The Daito of the Ramah is the Yesh Lahatir Af Achnoso Dehevi Koreach, that according to the Ramah, he can, in fact, carry in this situation. And the Vilna Gaon he brings down at the end of this Bir Halacha seems to say the same thing. You can also look in Dirshu footnote number 19 for other Terutzim on the Kusha of the Mogen Avraham from both the Levush and the Orach HaShulchan Ayin Shom. Now we go to Sif Hei. Mechaber writes, Shnei Botim, Shnei Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. The structure of this case is as follows. You have a highway, a Rishus HaRabim, and you have a house on the left side of the Rishus HaRabim, and you have a house on the right side of the Rishus HaRabim. That's a Shnei Botim, Shnei Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. And along comes a guy on Shabbos, v'hikifum einam yehudim mechitza b'Shabbos. Construction workers come, and they build a fence right across the highway over here. So to say, enclosing a chatzer now, which used to be a Rishus HaRabim over here, but they've enclosed this area on Shabbos with a fence at the top of the highway and the bottom of the highway over here. So they've made a new enclosure over here on Shabbos, which now is a chatzer, and you have the house on the left side of what used to be the Rishus HaRabim, and on the right side of the Rishus HaRabim, now connected via a chatzer that was newly created on Shabbos. So in this situation, what is the din? Shishnei Batim Besuchim Lo, you now have this newly created yard over here that was created by the non-Jewish people, and this chotzer that was created is open, has an opening into it to both of the houses, a opening on the right side to the house on the right, and an opening on the left to the house on the left. So Shnei Batim Besuchim Lo, and now Vahareim Osrim Zalzeh, since they did not make an Erev Chatzeros, they couldn't have made one, there wasn't the chotzer here before Shabbos started, so you now have over here, you have a chotzer over here in the middle that each house is connected to, but since there was no Erev Chatzeros, they wouldn't be allowed to carry from their houses into this newly created chotzer. V'harehem osrim zalzeh, and therefore each one forbids the other one from using it. So they can't make an Erev Chatzeros anymore, it's already Shabbos. So what can they do? Einam yicholim levato kol echad l'chavero. They can't do anything. There is no choice over here. The Mechaber tells us that one is not allowed to be mevato his rishus over here, and let the other person use the courtyard and bring able to carry from his house into this newly created courtyard or vice versa because it wasn't present at the beginning of Shabbos, as we'll explain. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkar Nechafei, Kidei Sheyuchal Chaveru Lishtamish. A bittel over here will not work. Even though your intention is that you should let your friend be able to use this, you're willing to give up your rights in it, it won't work over here. Why not? Vatam, the reason is, because at the beginning of Shabbos, the yard wasn't there. So there was no connection between the two houses. And therefore, if there's no connection between two houses, they can't make an Erev Chatzeros together. So at the beginning of Shabbos, there was an inability to make an Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, we say, Amrinun Kivan Shenesar Lemiksus HaShabbos, Nesar L'chol HaShabbos. Since it was not good at the beginning of Shabbos, it is no good throughout the entire period of time on Shabbos, even with a bittel, and Velo Mahani bittel. And a bittel will not work over here. The issue footnote number 23 does point out that within the Chatzer, they're actually allowed to carry. They just can't carry from the houses to the chotzer or from the chotzer into the house. But in the chotzer itself, even though the mechitzas were set up by goyim on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch is paskin in Simon Shin Samach Beis, Shemechitza Nasis B'Shabbos, Shmo Mechitza. Even though the mechitza was made on Shabbos, it physically is a enclosure. And therefore, Afo Pei Kein, Le'inyan Levatel Echol Chaveru Eino Moel, even though in terms of bittel over here to allow the other person to use it to carry from his house into this chotzer, that doesn't work. But to carry within the chotzer, if something happened to be in the chotzer already, so then you'd be allowed to move it within the entire enclosed area, even though it was enclosed on Shabbos. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Yoresh Mevatel Rishus. If a person inherited something on Shabbos, he is allowed to go and be Mevatel that area so the other people are able to use that area now, if they made an Erev Chatzeros, or to an individual, he would be allowed to be Mevatel his Rishus to him. Because Shim Lo Erev Morisho, because we're talking about a situation where the person who he inherited from did not participate in the Erev Chatzeros, Umeis B'Shabbos, and Nebuch, he passes away on Shabbos, Vayorish Bo Lo Do B'Chotzer, V'Oser, Yochol Levatel Rishuso. So with the scenario that we're talking about is, for example, Reuven lived in a courtyard with other people, and Reuven Nebuch passes away on Shabbos. Reuven did not participate in Erev Chatzeros, and therefore he would ruin it for all the other people who did make an Erev Chatzeros. Or it could be one individual, and it's just Reuven and that one individual, and they ruined it for each other by not making an Erev Chatzeros. Now Reuven passes away on Shabbos, and his son, Shimon, comes along and moves into that chotzer on Shabbos. Hayorish ba lo do b'chotzer. So he would then ruin it, just like his father ruined it, he would ruin it. But he does have the right, the Mechaber is telling us, Yochol Levato Rishuso. If he wishes to, he can be Mevatel's Rishus to all the other people that made an Erev Chatzeros, or to the one other person that's there, and then the other people, or that one other person, would be allowed to use the Chatzer in this scenario. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkar Chavav, Avol Lo Hoya Bo Lador. If he's not coming to live there, he just inherited it, it's now his, but he's not living there, in also Rabbanei Chatzer, then he actually doesn't even ruin it for the people in the Chatzer, as we learned previously, the Dira below Balim, Lo Shmo Dira, because if nobody lives there, then it's not considered a person that can ruin it for them. It's not considered a dira with balim, as we've already learned. Kanal b'simin shin ayin alos if dalit. And he says we had a whole discussion over there. Ayin leel mashikosam l'shom bir halacha regarding these details. Ayin shom. Sivkat and Chavzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yochel Levatel Rishus. So we allow the inheritor over here to go and be Mevatel the Rishus. Af di'i boiler ruvim yesmo lo motzei mi'arev. But wait a second. If he had wanted to be ma'arev on Erev Shabbos, he didn't own the property yet, so he wouldn't have been able to do so. How is he able to be Mevatel on Shabbos? Isn't this exactly the case in Sif Hei with the Shnei Batim, the Shnei Tzidi Rishus HaRabim, that they couldn't make an Erev Chatzeros Erev Shabbos, so they weren't allowed to be Mevatel it now in the newly created Chatzer on Shabbos, so to over here. He couldn't create an Erev Chatzeros Erev Shabbos. How is he allowed to be Mevatel Rishus now on Shabbos? So Afil Hochi Mahani Bitulo. The Mishnah says here it's different. Mishum de Yoresh Kare da avuahu, because here the Yoresh is basically the legs of his father. And we make a distinction over here between the case that we just brought down with the two people, the two houses on the two sides of the Shusha Rabbim, they can't be Mavato because one had nothing to do with the other. Here, the child over here that's inheriting his father, whoever it is that's inheriting the other person, is considered like the legs of the other person, and this is allowed. Dirshu footnote number 26 brings down that the Shulchan Aruch previously paskened in Simon Shin Ayin Aleph, the Ger Shador B'chotzer Umeis Mebojom, that if a non-Jewish person lived in Chotzer and died during Shabbos, so then if the Yisrael picks it up, he is allowed to go be Mavato this Rishus to the other people. He is considered over here like the Yoresh, and not considered over here like the case of Siv Hei with the newly created Chotzer. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mevatlin v'chozun mevatlin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mevatl, and then take it back. Retract your nullification, and then be Mevatl to somebody else again. You can keep on doing something like this over and over again. So let's say you have two people, they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, and one wants to carry from his house into the other house, or from his house into the courtyard. So the other person is Mevatl's Rishus, allowing the person who is Mevatl to now carry in his house to the Chotzer or vice versa. And then he can retract his nullification, and then the other person can nullify to allow the original nullifier to go and carry from his house into the Chotzer. You'll see what I mean as you read the Mechaber. So Mevatlin v'chozun Mevatlin Komar. The Mechaber is telling us over here. Shemevatlin rishusom b'nei Chotzer zu l'v'nei Chotzer acheres. The Chotzer on the left, for example, came in Mevatl, the rishus to the Chotzer on the right that they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros with. O li'echod b'nei Chotzer, or to one person in the Chotzer. Ach yotziu mashi yotzu. And this way, that person can now, he's the sole owner in Halacha, and he can go carry from his house into the Chotzer whatever he needs to. And then v'chozun Mevatlin l'osun shebi. They can then go and retract the nullification, and they can now go and be Mavatl to the person that originally was Mavatl, and then he can take out from his house into the courtyard. So in other words, you can have a multiple times over here, Bittul, a Chazara, and another Bittul by different people, and that is halachically allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nuchav Ches, however, Aval, if lo yu chozu mevatlem, but if they didn't retract the nullification, then lo yu mutar mevatlem hotzi, afilu bitlu gam reshus patem. In that situation, if there was no retraction of the original nullification, then the fact that they're now also nullifying doesn't allow the original person to go and carry. Hold the Haim Rabim, they know Nasim Archim, because they would be functioning as a Rabim, and Rabim can't become guests over here, as we've previously learned, Kamosha Kosov Isim and Shin Pei, and this is brought down by the Morgan of Rome and Shar Achronim. I know this was a somewhat complicated simon. Yesus Hashem, you're able to follow it, but certainly it's kedai to reread this again and learn it to make sure that you do fully understand it. With this, we conclude today's shir and simon shin pei aleph.